He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. Hopefully we'll get through it without yesterday. All the cellular went down right during this show here in our neck of the woods. This is Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. We've got kind of a mixed open. We're doing pretty good so far, getting a little, gaining a little steam here right now. You've got the NASDAQ up 21 points right now. That's not bad after a really good day yesterday. The NASDAQ's back above 11,000. 11,138. It's still down about 8%, however, from that 12,000 high that it saw intraday about a month ago. The Dow, on the other hand, down a few points, about flat. But we'll call it flat, 27,579. The S&P is up 3 to 3,355. The small caps down just a little bit. Small caps down about 0.2%. Of course, the Dow had a big day yesterday, up 400 and so points. A lot of that was Boeing, hoping to get those 737s back up in the air. Crude oil down 87 cents today after a pretty good day yesterday for the oil and the energy stocks. Crude is at $39.73. Gold is having a good day. They had a nice rebound yesterday, the precious metal stocks. Gold's up $10 to $18.92. Silver's having a very big day, up 2% to $24.06. I don't think I've ever seen the bond market as quiet. You know, I guess with the Fed just on standstill for as far as the eye can see, I mean, why should bonds get too excited one way or the other? The 10-year at 0.65. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, the joy of doing live radio, you never know what's going to happen. I was talking away. I was really getting to the good stuff yesterday. Some say there is never any good stuff, but I try, you know. We try to be out on the cutting edge to talk about stocks here. For the most part, probably the first time you ever heard about a lot of these stocks. I've got a whole list of them today to go through. I've done a lot of research here this morning, but I'm talking away. And I'm going, where's that commercial break? See, I hear the music in my ears. There's no commercial. I look down and everything's disconnected. Oh, man, what in the heck is going on now? Well, all the cellular went down. I use cellular internet, a portable hotspot that travels with me wherever I go. And yesterday, it was dead as a doornail, the cellular around here. So that's what happened. I'm fine. My crew in Scottsdale called me. Are you okay, Bill? Yeah, I'm okay. There's just not any telephone here for a while. Anyways, we had a pretty good rally in the market yesterday. The Dow was up 410 points on hopes of a stimulus package. You know, the market can never get too much stimulus. It wants a six-pack, a monster beverage, extra loaded every single day. And right now they're fighting again. The latest that I've seen is a $2.2 trillion take it or leave it, all or nothing deal being offered by Nancy Pelosi. And I can tell you that that's not going to be accepted by the Republicans. And I just think the odds of getting any kind of a stimulus package here this late in the game before the election, probably pretty slim. But, you know, you mention it and the market gets all excited about it. Yesterday you saw a pretty good move in the cyclicals. The energy patch was a good performer. Hard to get too excited about that, however. Boeing had a huge day yesterday. A big part of that Dow move, I think it was up 5.3% or so. They're trying to get the 737. FAA Administrator Steve Dixon plans to fly on the 737 MAX this week. I don't know if he's wearing a parachute or not. An important milestone to get the jet airborne again. So we'll see. You know, how many times have we heard that the 737 MAX, well, when it does get back in the air, will there be any passengers? That's the next question. But anyways, that would be a good thing for Boeing to get that 737 back in the air. Tech had a good day yesterday. Electric vehicles had a good day yesterday. I want to talk a little bit about that Lordstown plant where Trump was viewing and seeing the new electric truck from them. You know, there actually is a publicly traded stock. It's one of those SPACs that went public recently. I've had my eye on it, and of course, it jumped yesterday with Trump cooing over the electric truck being built there at the Lordstown plant. Global markets, not very good overnight. Brexit tension, where have you heard that before? I mean, that's been going on for years now. And of course, tonight, I imagine a few people will stop everything they are doing. 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, the big presidential debate, the first of three between now and November the 3rd. This is the last week of the Brexit trade talks. We'll see where that goes. So a lot on the line here over the next month. Little over 1 month. What will investors be watching for tonight at the first presidential debate? Well, first of all, what does the market think? Who does the market think is going to win? What is the market telling us? I would say this. It's really hard to tell. I don't think the market has made up its mind. The polls haven't made up their mind. It seems like nobody really knows. But I would say this, there is a tilt towards, watching the markets, a Biden win. And the reason I say that is all the action that I've seen in the solar stocks, the wind stocks, things like that, and the terrible performance in the oil patch. That's about the only clue that I've seen. I would also say there's been quite a bit of good action in the infrastructure stocks, which would also lean towards Biden's direction, and I haven't seen much good action in the defense stocks. These are kind of the traditional sectors where the two sides disagree on. It shows up in the market. But I would say for right now, the market pretty much undecided. We did have J.P. Morgan a few weeks ago with a pretty controversial article, kind of outside the what most people are thinking, saying prepare for a Trump win. So you know what? Right now, flip a coin. And I think that's what a lot of people will be watching for tonight. Oh, along with things like trade, tariffs, infrastructure, COVID-19, China, all kinds of different things they could discuss tonight. Boy, the lithium names were on fire yesterday. How about Piedmont Lithium? I was going to talk about this one yesterday before we were so rudely interrupted by a cellular outage here in the Charleston area. Piedmont Lithium, PLL, was up 312% today, yesterday. Why? Well, they're riding Tesla's coattails as Tesla signs a lithium contract with Piedmont, which was basically an unknown name before yesterday. You never know when these big winners are going to pop up all of a sudden out of nowhere. A lot of times they start showing up in the Best Stocks Now app in the weeks leading up to a big deal. You see unusual activity, but I have to admit there was no unusual, and I didn't even have the stock in my app. It was totally off the radar screen. Australian-based company engaged in exploration and production of lithium in North Carolina? Is that right? I'll have to look into that, but that's what it says in their description here. The stock was $5.80 just about a week, 2 weeks ago. Now it's $31 per share. $31 per share. How did we miss that one? On the news of a 5 to 10 year supply agreement with Tesla, which also indicates that maybe Tesla's not expected to come up with its own lithium suppliers. And that lifted the other lithium stocks yesterday, like Lithium Americas and Livent and SQM and Albemarle and all the usual suspects. Not bad to sign a 5 to 10 year deal with Tesla. Okay, when we come back, President Trump was cooing over a Lordstown truck yesterday, all electric. What's the name of the stock that underlies that? This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. Back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now radio. Dow down 9 right now. NASDAQ holding on to gains, however. S&P is up 4 points right now, 33.55. NASDAQ up 18, doing the best of all. Okay, yesterday, the reporters at the White House were brought out to the South Lawn, where the president was, and when they arrived, President Trump was looking at a Lordstown Motors 2021 Endurance truck. Well, I mean, immediately you think about Nikola, which is supposed to have the Badger out someday, but that story continues to get more and more twisted all the time, the Nikola story. In the meantime, this Lordstown Motors truck looks like the real deal. There's already been 40,000 pre-orders, 40,000 pre-orders, which would amount to about $2 billion in sales for this Endurance truck. So that's $2 billion in potential revenue. Now, there's a couple of publicly traded stocks that are players in all of this, okay? The first one is a smaller player, Workhorse Group, WKHS, which is in the app. You can look it up, WKHS. In fact, it's pretty highly rated right now, is WKHS. It comes down ranked at number 18 out of 5,371. I didn't know it was rated that high, but it is. That's what the app says. The app is apolitical. It doesn't care what sector you're in. It doesn't care if you're a small cap, a mid cap, a large cap, a liberal, a conservative. It does not care. That stock is ranked number 18 out of 5,371. But the bigger player, now this is where you got to be on your toes. I watch as these SPACs, Special Acquisition Corps, come along to begin with in the beginning. They're just blank check companies. They've got a blank check written. It's signed by the investors, okay, here, or signed by the CEO. They've given them $100 million or $200 million. Go find something to buy with it. So imagine the risk in just buying a blank check company to begin with. But it's usually not too long after that that they find something. In fact, it would seem that they've already got something in mind when they create one of these SPACs. There's another SPAC I want to get to here in a little bit, kind of a revolutionary little company. So I have to keep on my toes. I have to do my research. I have to watch the Newswire, and I saw back on not too long ago that Lordstown Motors became a part of a SPAC, a blank check company called Diamonds Peak SPAC Holding, Diamond Peak Holdings, DPHC. So on the surface, you say, well, DPHC doesn't have anything to do with electric trucks. Well, yes, it does. It's the holding company for Lordstown Motors. It's already almost a $1 billion company. It's $917 million. I brought it to your attention quite some time ago when it became apparent that that would be their acquisition target, Lordstown. And now you have this news of President Trump appearing with the truck, the all-electric truck, and Lordstown with 40,000 pre-orders for the truck. So there you go, DPHC. You know, little wild things come out of nowhere from time to time in stocks. There's one up 618% today. That's one of the biggest moves I've ever seen, especially recently here. Let's see. Where was this stock trading before it started the day? It was at, so there was no, absolutely no clue whatsoever. This thing closed at $1.22 yesterday. It was about a $20 million stock or something like that, way off the radar screen. Today it's $8.71. It's up 624%. They have, you know, I'm just going to write this term down, liquid biopsies. This is about the fourth or fifth company in the last couple of weeks that is making major progress in the liquid biopsy diagnostic sector. There are several others in this. In fact, one that I wrote about in my book back in 2013. Out of San Diego, that's getting big. They, in fact, they made a major purchase of a liquid biopsy. What's the advantage of a liquid biopsy? Well, they don't have to go in and do exploratory surgery and take a chunk out, number one. And number two, the liquid biopsy is much more sensitive and can catch something early on before the tumor grows too large. So this is a big, big field right now that's opening up, this liquid biopsy. I can think of another company in Exact Sciences recently came up with another test that's non-invasive. These companies are doing quite well. What's the name of the one in San Diego? I'm trying to think right now. Illumina, that's it, I-L-M-N. Which has been, Illumina has been a cutting-edge company for many, many years. So there you go. Liquid biopsy, APM. It was up 1,300% in the pre-market, and now it's only up 613%. Virgin Galactic. You know, I'm a skeptic here. I've heard some people say this is going to be a 10-bagger. There's so much demand to go out into outer space. Well, if politics gets any worse, I might want to catch a ride and just orbit the Earth for a few years. We're at each other's throats so much. Anyways, Virgin Galactic, big day yesterday. Upgrade. Virgin Galactic soars after landing a pair of analyst upgrades. Of course, the symbol is space. S-P-C-E. Now, when we come back, I saw a story this morning that caught my eye. First, I was reading about it. I said, oh, here's another SPAC, kind of. It is a SPAC. They're back door IPO into a blank check company with a very interesting take. Being a gardener, I have a special interest in this field. Pardon the pun, it does have something to do with crops and growing and etc. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about this one, along with a major expansion at Beyond Meat. I've got a review of Beyond Meat's breakfast sausage, okay? You want to hear that. You don't want to miss that. And what is going on at Amazon right now? And look at SoftBank, how they could upend the restaurant industry going forward with robotic waiters bringing food to your table. here's my question. Will my order be right? Will I get my bread before my dinner? And where's my salad? Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We're about the same. Market's pretty much on hold today. Dow down 40 right now. S&P has flipped from positive to negative. S&P now down 3 points. And the NASDAQ has gone to negative. Ah, boy. I think I'll take the day off. No, I can't. Doggone it. NASDAQ down 19 points today, or right now. Okay, so here is my next story, farming. You know, I grew up in California, was there for 60 years. And we used to do a lot of, my grandmother lived in Bakersfield. And to get to Bakersfield from Southern California, you travel through some pretty rich farmland, you know, grapes. I remember going to the peach orchards and the pear orchards and the big navel oranges and all of this in the San Joaquin Valley and Fresno, the raisin capital of the world. Well, it's not thriving like it used to. Water's become a big issue there. And, you know, farming's gotten to be a difficult business when you're competing against other countries that don't have the same kind of rules and regulations and EPA and all this kind of stuff. I'm thinking of countries like Mexico and whatnot. But anyways, what's the answer? You know, 20% of the food in America comes from California. We used to go over to the Imperial Valley, my father and I, and spend a lot of time over there and watch the asparagus, bring back a crate of asparagus, cantaloupes, fresh romaine lettuce, etc. Well, indoor farming has taken root, pardon the pun. Vertical farming has taken root, and there's a new company today. I saw them being interviewed. It's actually Martha Stewart is an investor in the company. When I first read the story, I thought, there's a lot of fruit and vegetable stocks on the in the market. They haven't done so well. This one's called App Harvest. App Harvest. App stands for Appalachia. No, they don't have an app to grow tomatoes. We're still waiting for that. App Harvest has entered into a definitive business combination agreement with Novus Capital, N-O-V-S. What do they do? Well, it's indoor farming. And I saw the CEO. This is very high-tech. This is a high-tech company. And the CEO has a pretty good pedigree. He's mostly been in the major solar project industry. And, of course, they see this App Harvest and moving inside and being more sustainable and all this and that, the wave of the future. And I watched the interview with them. And they've got a major, major plant, factory, growing facility that's all hydroponic indoors in Kentucky. In western Kentucky, in the Appalachian Mountains. That's where the app name comes from. So we'll keep our eye on that one. You heard it here first. No, maybe you heard it on CNBC or one of the others. The name of the stock, again, or the symbol is N-O-V-S. I grow stuff. I grow all my lettuce. My lettuce is thriving right now indoors under lights. I don't use hydroponics. But I do use a potting soil, Miracle-Gro, Scott's Miracle-Gro potting soil, romaine lettuce for a nice Caesar salad. All right, Beyond Meat is going to triple, speaking of plants, Beyond Meat to triple distribution of the Beyond Burger. You know, that's a big deal. Beyond Meat is going to go from 800 Walmart stores to 2,400 Walmart locations nationwide next week. Now, the stock has always been expensive. If this was a hamburger stock, no one would touch it at this level. But it's a plant-based food stock, and it's now an $11 billion company. P.E. ratio of 999, forward P.E. of about 300 somewhere in there, 250, something like that. Beautiful stock chart. That's just a beautiful saucer shape. Well, Beyond Meat has an online store now. I decided to, my wife and I, we actually like the Beyond Burgers quite a bit. In fact, she prefers them to beef. That's no surprise. They're delicious. So I decided, you know, they went online. They have a sampler pack. They'll mail it to your door. That's what we did. I wanted to try their breakfast sausage. And they also have these big sausage, like bratwurst. I haven't tried them yet. The breakfast sausage, my review, excellent. Better than Jimmy Dean, I thought. Great flavor, great seasonings. I think it would be hard for the average person in a blind taste test to tell the difference between Beyond Meat's breakfast sausage and Jimmy Dean sausage. You try it for yourself. I do not own the stock Beyond Meat. It's hard for me to pay those kind of prices for a hamburger stock. But that's a major, major, mainstream upgrade to go from 800 Walmarts to 2,400 Walmarts. Bed Bath & Beyond launches same-day delivery. You know what? This is also the wave of the future. If you can't offer same-day delivery, you're in trouble. You're competing with Amazon, and you're competing with Walmart, which is moving into same-day delivery, and you're competing with Kroger stores, which is now, in some cases, offering same-day delivery. Well, Bed Bath & Beyond, which has been on the ropes for quite some time, we'll see if they can save it, their company, their franchise, with same-day delivery. Do we have another electric vehicle player here? Well, there's the Fab Four. They call them the Fab Four out of China. No, not John Paul, George, and Ringo. That was the Fab Four when I was growing up. Now it's NIO and Boyd and XPeng and Li. These are the electric cars, but now we got a Minnesota company maybe getting in on the act vicariously a little bit, not a direct electric vehicle, but Polaris partners with Zero Motorcycles for the next 10 years. Polaris with Zero, they'll make off-road vehicles, snowmobiles, all kinds of different devices, electric. You'll be driving an electric snowmobile someday, and Polaris will be behind it with Zero Motorcycles. Maybe you can put Polaris into that electric vehicle. Now, if this was in China and China announced this, Zijing Motors has announced a partnership with Zero Motorcycle out of Shanghai, China, the stock would explode. But no, this one's in Edina, Minnesota, PII. I'm going to keep my eye on this. It's kind of under the radar. They're becoming an electric vehicle company. All right, so that's interesting there. Here's another one. This company partners with Amazon yesterday, Ambo Education, and it explodes. It doubles. AMBO, it's an online education company, how to guess where, China, explodes with a partnership with Amazon. Well, you just partner with Amazon and you're in the chips there. SoftBank, they're the company. I saw this last night on somebody's news channel. Robotic waiters. Yep. They carry the. In fact, in a restaurant, can rent one for $950 per month. Well, how much does a real waiter cost? You know, go do the math. But you know, the question is, will they get your order right? You know, will the soup be hot? Will your salad come? I've had salads come after I'm done with my dinner. I say, you know, just take it off the check. I don't really want to pay for that wed salad now. It should have been here a long time ago. But that's a pretty good idea there, SoftBank. Robotics, waiters bringing the food to your table, and they don't have to wear a mask. NIO called the lead of the Fab Four in the Chinese electric vehicle sector. I do own NIO, N-I-O, in my emerging growth portfolio. And here's the story of the day, maybe. There's a lot of them. Will GM's deal with Nikola still close tomorrow? Have you seen the latest on Trevor Milton? You know what? I started smelling a rat several weeks ago. I have a short position in the stock. And of course, Hindenburg on Seeking Alpha. He used to be on Seeking Alpha. He's still out there, but not on Seeking Alpha. He wrote just a hit piece on Nikola. I think he's right. Now there's sexual assault charges against Trevor Milton by his cousin and another relative. Oh, GM, what did you do? This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back with our featured stock of the day.
You gotta go where you wanna go.
And welcome back to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now radio. Well, the market has taken a decided turn south. The Dow now down 95, and the NASDAQ down about 40 last time I looked here. So we're just barely slightly negative here at Gunderson Capital Management. We have raised our cash levels here to about 25-30% as we approach a very contentious time, one of the most contentious I've seen in my lifetime, and I've seen some pretty good contention my 63 years, and so we've raised our cash a little bit. We've got a few hedges in place, you know, until we kind of get through all of this, but in the meantime, there's plenty of opportunities out there. You just have to dig. I think there's two, to me, there's two secrets, I guess, to our secret sauce that we use here at our firm. Number one, I think you have to look under more rocks than the next guy. I look under a lot of rocks. I get up every morning. I'm a gold miner. You got to sift through a lot of rocks to find the gold. I used to work with the guy on the weekends. That was his thing. He'd go up in those chilly, freezing cold rivers flowing out of the High Sierras, where, you know, the original gold boom 49er, 1849, was. And he would put on his wetsuit and get down underneath that water with this big dredge, this big vacuum cleaner-like thing, and suck up all this rock. And then he had this big thing built, conveyor belt. It would go along, and it would sift it down. And he'd come home maybe with a little tiny vial. You'd see a couple little gold nuggets if you used a magnifying glass in there. But that's the kind of work that it takes to find gold nuggets. And you know what? I'm pretty proud of a lot of the gold nuggets that we've found over the years by unearthing a lot of rocks. You're not going to find gold in the Dow Jones Industrial Average. You're not going to find gold nuggets in the S&P 500 for the most part. But, you know, down underneath the surface, new stocks are emerging all the time. I try to bring your attention to them. I brought your attention to this Lordstown Motor. You got a new one appearing on the scene with this indoor farming, which I think is going to be a global kind of business going forward. Well, I'm going to feature a totally different stock here. In fact, we recently wrote it up in the Seeking Alpha website, where we continue to be ranked number 110 out of 7,000 some odd bloggers. We're in the top 2% of all people writing articles with the performance that we've turned out. We're held accountable for what we do here. One that we've written up recently is Data Nexus. D-A-D-A, I've talked about it before. I'm going to feature it again today because it's having a nice day here again. You've heard of JD.com, I'm sure, out of China, which is a big major player, second behind Alibaba. And I'm sure you've heard of Walmart. Both of these companies are investors in and using DataNexus, their technology for on-demand delivery and retail platforms. There's no stopping this wave of cardboard boxes showing up on your door. Styrofoam boxes filled with dry ice. And plant-based sausage from Beyond Meat. Or real meat from Omaha Steaks. Doggone it. And fishing tackle. Today I had to stock up on my yellow bobbers that we use out here with live shrimp underneath. It's trout season. Big sea trout all over the place. And I got some a few other things that I'm getting low on in my tackle box when I do use it from time to time. Not as often as I'd like to because I'm looking under rocks for gold nuggets most of my life. I think DataNexus is going to be a major player. Oh, I know, it's China. Can you trust any stocks out of China? Well, you know what? They've made a pledge. Come audit our books if you have question. Well, maybe they've got the books all doctored. I don't know. But there's some major players. It's the fastest growing economy in the world, growing much, much faster than the U.S. economy. They've got all of our technology for the most part, and there are some big, big winners coming out of mainland communist China. DataNexus, I think, could be a big winner, DADA. It went public just recently in June at 16. It's already 28. It hasn't quite doubled yet, but the stock is just getting up and running here. It's a $6 billion company. It came public at about $3.5 billion. And probably has a pretty good life in front of it with partners like JD.com and Walmart. We currently own it in our emerging growth portfolio, which is, I think, the right place to own it right now. It's AA baseball. Hasn't made it up to AAA. That would be my ultra growth portfolio, which continues to sizzle this year. And it's definitely not a big blue chip company like Amazon, a big, big, major $100 billion company. So it's growing up, and it's a very young company right now. We're going to keep our eye on it. We do own a little piece. If it makes the grade, we'll pull it up to AAA in the ultra growth portfolio, which we've done lately to a few of our emerging growth portfolios. So we'll make DataNexus. It doesn't even have a rank yet. Doesn't even have a momentum grade. I caught it because I was under the water one day in my wetsuit with my big dredge and vacuum cleaner sucking up rocks from the bottom of the river, and it dropped to the bottom. I said, wow, I think I'll look into this one. When I saw the name Walmart associated with it, I guess that got my attention. Well, there's no guarantees in this business. That's why we diversify. We own 20, 25 stocks in our emerging growth portfolio. Inevitably, somebody goes out and buys one stock that I've talked about. It ends up being the one that goes down, and then they never listen to my show again. That guy, he's a knucklehead. What's he know? Well, you can look at our ranking, tipranks.com. They're totally independent. You can see how I'm ranked against all experts out there, some 12,000. I've reached my highest ranking ever, and we're not done yet, I hope. Put us to work for you. 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or GundersonCapital.com. And don't forget, you got to play defense from time to time. You can't always have your offense on the field. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.